Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
I'm Rob.
Oh god, that's getting more and more annoying each time. This is Scott.
And we got a guest on. Hey.
Returning guest. First returning guest.
Hey, I'm still Joel.
It's because he's the prettiest.
Thank you. Oh, it's because we saw him today.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
I happened to cross a couple of you guys.
You saw us today and you were like, hey, can I be on the podcast? I was like, fucking, I don't know. Sure.
Actually, Scott asked me.
Yeah.
Well, I was just like,
I was there for the entire conversation.
I was also soliciting our good friend Harvey for music so that we could play the outro music, be him, and then we can sample his track for one day.
We could play the outro music, be him.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I liked it. I was proud of you for a minute.
Yeah. Harvey's got a single coming out.
Nice. Yeah, he does.
He was the only artist we didn't shout out last week that we know about. Or no, formally.
Well, what does he go by now? Is it Sammo Harvey or is it Harvey Uncouth?
He releases stuff as Harvey Uncouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look up Harvey Uncouth on
the places where the music are.
Yeah, exactly. He's got stuff out already, but he's going to have more soon.
The torrents.
Yes.
Check them out. LimeWire.
Yes. It's the internet.
The BearShares.
No, please don't use LimeWire or BearShare. Those are bad.
They're going to hurt you. He's on SoundCloud too.
Good.
You can search for Harvey Uncouth.
Yeah.
Got some good stuff. He's got stuff he's been working on for a while.
Also, shout out to EchoCraft, who provides currently all the music.
Yeah. Our little intro and our outro.
Yeah, we love you too.
Tell us, one of these days we'll just have like ciabatta or what's the music that Manny makes? Horchata.
Ciabatta's a bread. What's the other one that you just said?
Horchata.
Manny, I apologize.
Oh, man.
You just found out how racist I am.
Bachata.
Oh, the worst.
Bachata is the music. There we go.
But yeah,
that was close enough.
How about that EchoCraft album?
You're my favorite person.
It's good shit.
So good.
It's good shit.
My favorite song right now is No Purpose.
Okay.
It's got this groovy, like, Stranger Things intro 80s kind of feel, only it's a little bit more up-tempo. I dig it.
Good stuff.
Nice. Check it
out.
It's nice. Kids, mom. It's your kids.
So, what TV show do I have for you guys this week?
I don't know.
I don't, thankfully. I have a movie.
Connor, Okay. No, go ahead.
You've never seen this live and seen all the shit we cut out.
No, which is none of it.
Oh,
I thought we cut out some of it.
You're a silly little boy if you think there's a minute cut out. Where are you?
I mean,
Scott, he doesn't even cut the fucking minutes. He says audibly, I'm going to cut this out. Every time I hear it, I go, no, you're not.
I mean,
I talk to myself, and I go, no, you're not.
Prince one, I just started skipping past this because Connor Rambles is not.
Connor, I listen to every word.
Oh,
he did have the soundboard covers over your Wi-Fi password.
He did. I wish he had done it over my Wi-Fi name too, but you know, we'll work on that for next time.
That was great.
I thought Skynet was kind of funny to hear.
I mean, yeah, but it's my fucking Wi-Fi name.
Okay.
It's a hidden network.
That's the first step.
I just gotta tell you.
Now they know it's a hidden network. And they know.
You're not it's super like, original with your Wi-Fi name.
I didn't intend to be.
All right.
If you don't tell anyone, it doesn't matter.
So anyway.
It's not like the network where I download hentai.
Oh my god. So.
Good luck typing that password though. Tough to type. Fun to say.
It's just a bunch of characters that look like a tentacle.
Jesus Christ.
No, not Jesus Christ. Tentacles.
Spaghetti monster. Oh, jeez.
And then at the end, it's just Kawhi with four A's
and it's
seven
Scott,
eyes.
So it's most definitely tentacle porn.
Oh my god. Oh man. So
I could show you a
quick.
New world.
No, you
wow.
Won't.
So
that was quick. We ran off the rails quick there.
Nah, sweetie. We're still fine.
So.
People already think I'm discussing. What does it matter now?
The movie I have for you today is Halloween.
Okay.
Because it's getting close.
Okay.
Just for a month out and you don't want to review Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No, because Halloween is like, you know, you've seen it a million times. So here we go. Halloween is about a very sad boy.
He's not wrong.
His name is Michael Myers. Not the comedic Michael Myers, but the sad boy.
But also, fun fact, Michael Myers was named after Michael Myers.
I did not know that, but
that's also complete bullshit.
Thank you.
That description was so devastating.
You didn't know it because it was absolute horseshit.
So,
Immediately retracted on my lie.
Story of a sad boy.
Michael Myers was a sad boy who killed people and then went to an asylum and was there for a while with the doctor who was very nice to him.
Nice doctor.
I forget the doctor's name, but the doctor's a nice guy when he needs to be. So.
Let's call him
P.T. Bonham.
No. Frank.
Frank?
Alright.
I'm just gonna call him the doctor.
Damn it.
Okay.
One
I think that's easier, in my opinion. So anyway, Michael Myers goes back to his hometown where his baby sister, who he like didn't kill, because he killed basically everybody else but his mom, I think. Yeah, pretty much everybody else. And then he didn't kill his sister, and his sister got adopted by a family, and she's living in the town. She's having a good time. She's living her life. She's a teenager. She is going to babysit on Halloween night. That's the important stuff for you. Halloween night, and she's babysitting. I wonder where the title comes in.
Isn't that Jamie Lee Curtis?
I'm still waiting to find out.
It is Jamie Lee Curtis, correct.
Like original Scream Queen.
Yeah, true, I guess.
Yeah.
So, Michael Myers goes in and starts killing teenagers like any good 80s slasher is going to do. Come on. Someone's having sex. What's he going to do?
Slash him.
He's going to slash him. Someone's just a nerdy guy out on his own investigating that strange noise he heard outside, and he has no fucking business going to listen to, but he's going to listen to it.
Slash him.
Slashes him. Damn. And then what about the girl who's sitting alone in her room with the kids, and she's there like, she's his... estranged younger sister. What you gonna do?
Slash him.
Try to slash her. Well, actually, try to like make her part of the family. But then, yeah, try to slash her.
Cause she didn't want to slash.
Who dies? The cops die. Of course, the fucking die.
For the slashes. Yes.
Random people fucking die.
Nailed them.
Random bodies are fucking found. I'm sure there's like a silly ass sound effect in there too that I could have in my soundboard, but no.
No, you won't.
Soundboard. I'm gonna get it.
Are you?
And then the doctor shows up and he's like, I know what's going on, and tells the sheriff, and the sheriff's like, nah, man. And he's no, seriously, this is what's going on. So they go to investigate and people die.
No.
But then the doctor finds the girl, Jamie Lee Curtis, and is like, I'm going to help you. And she's like, thank you. And then he dies, I think. No, he doesn't die yet. He actually dies like in a million movies because this is the original we're talking about here.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, he gets shot or something and like falls off the balcony, or like he gets shot and then the movie kind of like ends right there, but then he gets up at like the very end.
What's his music? I forget what his music is.
Oh no, that's the Jason music.
It's the piano music. Dun 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 dun. Horror music, horror movie music. So that's Halloween. Never it's a classic. Sounds. You should go watch it. The Rob Zombie one is very gruesome. The original one is also gruesome, but it's kind of like an 80s gruesome, not like it's 2000s a gruesome. Yeah.
No.
It's like classic, not campy.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
I got you, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not on purpose campy, but it's, you know.
I got you.
Campy-ish. Yeah.
The Rob Zombie one, he's like a fucking emo, like big giant dude. He's got like hair all over his face and he's just like, really mad, and he likes to wear masks. He has like the mask that looks like just like a really white guy. With like reddish hair, kind of. I don't know. Really pale. It's kind of freaky. He just like peers out of the bushes and he's like, "What's up?" So that's Halloween. So what the fuck did you guys do last week?
That was a very quick and efficient one.
Nailed it.
See, because movies are quick and efficient. I don't have to go through like 25 episodes of a TV show.
Right. It's better this way.
Or I could go like really simple, like Cowboy Bebop. A bunch of people go through space and get into trouble.
Scott, you have a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first, or would you like Joel to go first?
No, I'm the guest here. I don't have to go first this time.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Joel, what'd you do?
Let's see. I moved recently, so we're in a whole new place.
Ooh.
Woo. So I have my computer set up downstairs.
Nice.
I've played a lot more Overwatch recently.
Cool.
Because I just wanted a game I can kind of jump in and jump out of. So I'll play like 3 or 4 rounds, and then I'll go do other things. So that's been good.
Nice.
Still on that Pokemon Go grind.
What's that like nowadays?
I know it has like this new system that wasn't there when I was still playing, where you were like, they have come and name like the Pokemon, or they help you out with like appraising it or something.
Yeah. Well, there's an appraisal system that basically is your gym leader telling you how good a certain Pokemon is. Like,
okay.
Like, oh, this Bulbasaur sucks, but this one's good. Keep this one. And they just introduced the buddy system, which is...
That feels like the worst thing ever. It feels like... It's like someone judging puppies.
Yeah.
You're like, exactly what this it is. This puppy's shit. You want the puppy right next to it, who's kind of like the same thing, but that puppy's shit.
Yeah.
He's too small. He's not strong enough. I don't fucking like him. Take him away. He's worth 5 candies, not 25. Fuck you. Blanche.
Now there's a buddy system, which is at least it's a cool way for you to be able to start collecting candies for a specific Pokemon that you're trying to evolve.
Okay.
So
that's actually super fucking helpful. Oh my god.
Yeah. Like I'm almost level 31 at this point, and I have 136 or 137 Pokemon. So I'm almost there. I'm almost
nice.
Almost catched them all.
I have almost catched them all.
Well, you've almost catched them all that you can right now.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Until there's more you can catch.
Like the Apple Watch is coming, so if you have an Apple Watch, you can just strap it on and press, I'm going to go for a walk, and walk, and your eggs are just like, hey.
I'm hatching.
Hatching, yeah. And it's and it shakes, and it's like, hey, there's a Pokemon nearby, and then you can whip out your phone and be like, what the fuck are you? I'm going to nab you.
You little bastard.
Come here, you little shit. Yeah.
Anything else?
I've been playing a lot of League of Legends.
Cool.
Because I'm super excited. The Worlds competition is coming up, like, in the next week or so.
Where do they hold the Worlds competition?
It's different every year. This year,
I guess because it's the world. That sounds good. It's like an Olympics kind of thing. Yeah.
They have the whole, like, basically the almost the entirety of the tournament in one location over the course of, like, 2 weeks or something like that.
Okay.
And then once they whittle it down to the final two teams, they'll play somewhere totally different, like in a different region of the world. I think this year the finals are at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it like immediately after, like the next day? Or is
no,
it like,
it's
like
it's
a week
like a
or
week,
two later.
It's like a week or so later.
Okay.
Go take a nap. And then
come back.
Go take a nap, maybe a shower.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Like, tickets for that sell out, and it's this giant spectacle. Like, it's a pretty cool moment for esports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, League's so big that I imagine, like, the following is very, very big. So.
Massive. They have a lot of support from their parent company, too, Riot.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Very publicized. Is it going on in any, like, movie theaters, do you know? Like, are they streaming it anywhere?
I don't know. Sometimes, like, local movie theaters will do that.
Yeah.
Like, they'll have somebody who's, like, part of the community or something like that be able to set up a whole rig so that people can come and see, like, it's because the finals is like a 5 or 6 hour event, depending upon how many games it goes.
Right. Shit.
So it's like going to a massive sporting event.
Yeah. With an intermission and everything, you can get the nachos.
Yeah.
Some of them chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Chicken tendies.
They have a like a musical performer present every year.
That's
like,
cool.
Before the whole thing kicks off.
I really want it to be Usher this year.
I don't know why,
but I just want Usher.
Is it like region specific though? Because I imagine like some K-pop and J-pop will probably be in there too.
It's usually American music.
Okay.
But that's only because the company is American.
Yeah.
Like Riot started in America.
That makes sense.
Spread to the rest of the world. It's way bigger in like Korea and Japan and stuff like that. They hold these massive events all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't blink an eye. Like,
no.
Esports is a legitimate profession in those Asian countries.
That's one thing that I would love about living in like Korea or something is a fucking amazing internet that I'd really. It's probably I don't know how much how expensive it is, but it's probably cheap as fuck. Yeah,
it's pretty cheap actually.
They have good internet, and then two. Like esports being a profession that you can go get into. Mm-hmm. Like that is awesome.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
So any other games or has that been mostly what you've been up to?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Scott, what about you? What'd you do last week?
What's your game life look like?
I played my usual thing of Battleborn. I played a couple of matches.
Nice.
Just to see
I'm
what
proud
I can
of
do.
For still playing.
Well, I got 5 legendaries in one match last week. That's a good accumulation.
What kind of matches do you play right now?
I play story, and then I'll do some pickup like when I want to.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Well,
let me ask you this though. Here's what I encountered with legendaries with Battleborn.
Yeah.
Sometimes for some things, the fucking common bullshit was better than the legendary that I would find.
Yeah, all my like loot kits are either uncommon or commons. They're very simple.
Yeah, it's that's a strange level system.
It's because not that they're better, more that I just don't have the time and money to spend racking up that guild.
The return on what I'm going to spend in the game is going to be different for the commons that make it worthwhile. Like, I got to get the 1,800 fucking shards to get the goddamn...
Shards?
Shards to get the goddamn legendaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any new maps yet? Any new story missions?
That's in, like, 2 weeks. All right. 2 weeks. All right. We get the Atticus Last Thrall Rebellion or whatever bullshit that is.
Battleborn tried to make me fucking play the other
I feel like you always ask Scott about the new content when you like could always look it up yourself too.
Nope.
Okay.
I read the battle plan every week just to see if anything new comes out.
All
right. He's gonna tell me what I'm gonna read, so why don't I just listen to his voice?
I see your point now. I see your point.
I was gonna save this news for later, like the original release date of it was like outbreak day today, so they cut the price of Last of Us Remastered to like $10 on PSN.
Oh, I saw that.
Nice.
So you can get that.
There was a really cool poster too that I saw. Someone holding a shiv.
Yeah.
Really cool.
That's done by Mondo, which is really cool.
Oh yeah, man, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That rules.
Yeah, Mondo did that poster. It was pretty sick. So, I did that. And then last week, the second episode of Telltale Batman came out, and then I played Telltale Batman, and I felt it was shorter, it was a much tighter story, they're doing a lot of interesting things with the Batman mythos, but at the same time, you get to certain points, and there are characters in the game who are Batman characters, that's without question.
Fucking so
you get Batman. To, you get to the moments where like, you can choose whether or not they become who they're supposed to become, and I'm just like, obviously, I'm just delaying the inevitable if I do this, I assume. So, I chose to turn one of those characters into that character.
Who've you run into so far as the rogues gallery that Batman has?
That is officially turned, or...
No, just that you've seen.
Everybody.
Yeah, don't...
Tell me if they're turned or not.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me how you meet them or how you run into them. You can just tell me, like... Like,
who
Victor
have you
Freeze,
seen?
Like, not turned
so
yet.
Far,
the Joker,
so
absolutely.
So far, there's three people. Okay. There's Penguin, Catwoman, and... well, technically four, because Falcone is in it.
Yeah.
Penguin, Two-Face, Catwoman, and Falcone.
Is Two-Face yet, or is
he
still Harvey Dent?
Depends on how you play episode two.
Fair enough.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if he's quite Two-Face yet. He certainly doesn't have a certain part of his face right now in my game, at least.
All right.
Oops.
It's not my fault.
How do you find the cadence? Like, I think we've mentioned before, like, I'd rather use words in a way that makes sense. I would rather play a telltale game. That's why. Like, have it to play all at once, like, wait for every episode to come out. But because it's shorter, do you find it's better?
Cause shorter games are just easier for me. Like, if I want to just play, like, a pickup mission of Battleborn.
Sure.
I can do that. It takes, like, an hour's time. Same thing with a telltale game. I can sit down, play that. And then I'll just have to remember where I left off. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to forget where I fucking left off this time.
Sure.
Pretty fucking brutal.
Also, the beginning and end of every Telltale is just like, previously or next time.
No, but like the previously on like my game this time, it's just like, I'm pretty sure I didn't make any of those choices.
Yeah, sometimes they just like have pre-generated and they're not the choices that you made.
I'm just
I don't know.
I was like, ah, all right.
Maybe that happened. I don't know.
But there's some pretty cool stuff. Like, there's a bar fight scene in this episode.
As Bruce or as Bats?
As Bruce.
Cool.
Bruce and Selina team up to help beat off some Penguin thugs.
And next on the Hardy Boys.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Whatever. It was a good fight.
I think that's like an Archie comic title.
Yeah, I'm
too.
Sure they put up a
fight. I had to beat off three guys for this. I'm pretty sure that's an Archie cover. So check it out. Go to your comic book store.
But there was good stuff with that. Like I said, I really like parts of what they're doing with the Batman mythos, because It definitely makes Bruce's mission have more gravity to what it does, because it's not just living up to like his family's good name anymore.
Okay.
It's about, I feel like if I say that part, then I spoil like the big twist.
That's fine.
In the game. I can say toothpaste happens, possibly.
Okay.
There's some drugs. There's some weird scarecrowish villain called the Children of Arkham, who's like drugging people with like some sort of toxin that makes you tell the truth or like whatever. Like at one point they drug like the current mayor's. It's like, I want to burn the poor. It's like, great. There's no reason for me to keep you alive, and you're never surviving this episode.
Welcome to Gotham City. I want to burn the poor.
For fuel.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, gotta be practical.
But Gordon's good. There's a lot of good characterization. I think Troy Baker is definitely, it's fun, like, playing a game where, like, you're playing more as Bruce than you're playing as Batman.
That's cool.
In a lot of situations. So, like,
sure.
It's like, one point in episode two, you're given the option of going to confront this character as either Bruce or as Batman. So, like, I'm just like, if I go as Batman, I know what I'm gonna do. Man. I'm just gonna scare the shit out of you like a motherfucker.
Am I going as Bruce Man or Batman?
Yeah.
Bruce Man.
So I chose to go as Bruce. I'm just like, all right, how can I subtly go around this? And then like the guy just starts kneeling at me. I'm just like, no, I'm going to fucking play as like angry Bruce. and he's just like, so will you abandon your friends and help me? I'm just like, no, fuck you.
But like,
I'm a good person.
But is angry Bruce like an angry rich guy, or is angry Bruce
just
like
a fucking petulant child?
Like Batman as Bruce Wayne.
No, he's just like, you think I'm gonna betray my friends? Fuck you.
Okay. Alright.
He's Bruce Man.
But yeah. he does walk by like the area that like he had a major fight in like episode one, and like you just see a small smile on his face of like, I did that. I broke all these cubicles.
You don't fuck with Bruce Man.
No.
Bruce Man is the best.
Oh, Bruce Man.
Bruce is the mask. Come on.
Did you play anything else?
I played that. Played some Pokemon, just wandered around. I think I'm gonna do an Elite Four run one of the days this week.
Have you like beaten like the main rest of like the gyms and everything?
Yeah, I've beaten everything.
Oh, okay.
I'm not starting over. This game has.
Is he beaten off?
I mean,
nope. Never mind.
To the game,
retracted,
or
Your Honor. Retracted, Your Honor.
You asked a question.
Withdrawn.
It's the same question withdrawn. I asked earlier.
Hey, I'm gonna cut that out.
Munchin' box.
No.
You're the only one who would get that reference because you're in our D&D stream.
Huh?
But yeah.
Any other games?
Good.
We were gonna play D&D yesterday. But we had a new member join our party, so we had to roll up a character.
I heard it took fucking 3 hours to roll a character, and you're not even done. Fuck, were you doing?
I didn't do anything.
He did everything that he was supposed to.
I was literally waiting for them to be done. And then I'm just like, does anyone want me to write up a backstory while I'm doing this? So I wrote up one of our friends' backstories partially. And I'm going to finish that tonight probably.
Yeah.
And then I'll write up my own backstory. Or like actually type it out.
And he watched some football.
I didn't watch football.
Boobo.
Oh, you didn't?
I just watched Sirens.
Oh.
I'm rewatching Sirens right now, and it's still hilarious.
I couldn't see your computer screen. I just immediately thought you'd be watching like football.
I watch a lot of football.
That's good.
Yeah.
I only saw
what like whatever was on the stream at work.
I'm just enjoying the wind dance repeat of the Red Sox right now. Every day. It's 11 games.
Big
right
Poppy.
What edition are you guys playing? Fifth edition?
Yeah.
D&D?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm playing a bard right now in a fifth edition campaign.
That's what our new person's playing.
It's fantastic. Here's the thing about a bard. Every bard needs to create a playlist on Apple Music. Every one of your spells, you have to play one of those songs.
Yeah, that's funny.
I started playing AC/DC's Thunderstruck for a lightning first bolt? Level spell that I have called Thunderwave.
Oh, yes. Thunderwave's great.
Thunder!
I hit play on my iPad, started playing the music for my whole party. And they started laughing, and I was like, Thunderwave, kill 4 waves of rats. Awesome. There are these swarms of rats coming at us, so I just like obliterated them.
My favorite is... Do you watch Critical Role on Geek & Sundry?
I don't, actually.
So, the bard in that game, like, revises, like, popular songs for whatever he needs it to be.
Yeah.
So, like, Heat of the Moment, they did Spice Girls this past week. It was hilarious for, like, it was like, I really want to kill these guys. It was very funny.
That's good.
goddamn bird teams and the goddamn bird rules.
We're watching baseball again. Before we were recording, there was a fucking riot. It was great.
There's a massive brawl in Canada.
Go find some news about the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees game tonight. It was, yeah. Some people did some things and people got mad.
Oh, yeah.
It was it's a slobber knock.
And it was all Canada's fault.
Yeah.
For blame Canada as South Park.
Blame Canada.
Fault.
Have you seen this picture, by the way, Joel? So, everybody, it's a picture that says when your party is getting killed, but you're only a bard. Scott, check it out.
It's like a high school girl playing like
a that's
like
the Villanova girl who's crying after a team loss.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's you a really play good
that
one.
Piccolo. She you play that goddamn so Piccolo.
She's very sad.
What the crap is this?
So, Scott, if that's all you played, then Rob, what did you do?
I will admit to you that what I played this week is not, there was not a robust amount of games. I will start with what didn't, what I didn't play, and.
Yeah? Was that No Man's Sky?
Well, certainly. Did not play No Man's Sky. I did hear that some of the, which fucking annoyed me. I didn't read more into the article because it fucking, the headline made me want to punch it in its goddamn face. And it's the internet. There is no face. Can't punch it. It just hurt my hand. Anyway.
You can punch your computer.
Well, one day it will become sentient and you can punch it in
right
its dick
fucking
face.
Jaw.
I have surpassed
it said,
you.
It said that, you know, additional content confirmed. I'm like, fuck you mean confirmed? You've been promising it from day one. It's confirmed day one ago.
from you. You said
from
that.
Your mouth. So what do you mean confirmed again?
Confirmed T-minus day one.
Like, I'm confused on this confirmed
part. So now the division's due for some type of,
Wait a minute.
Soon, right?
That's still a fucking game?
No, hold on.
That's
hold
actually
on.
Some of my news, too.
Time out.
People still play that fucking game?
Well, here's
it was broken for, like, 3 months.
I know, but...
end game was broken, and people are still playing that? Okay, continue. Sorry, I'm just really
people
shocked.
Crazy,
well, no, what was that? Oh, God. Why can't I think of the name of the game now? Massive game. Just had the update come out. We all played the crap out of it. Help me out. Xbox One.
Destiny?
Destiny, yes.
Yeah, Destiny.
So, we all played the crap out of Destiny. Destiny started to drop off, and The Division came out. And The Division was just Destiny with a different skin on it.
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, though. Like it for a minute.
People played The Division for a little while. That kind of fell off, and guess what came out?
Did it fall off because it was fucking broken?
Probably.
Yep.
I don't know why. I don't know. I didn't play it, but...
Yeah, broken.
Good. No Man's Sky came out.
Yep.
Yeah, like a long time later.
Which is has a very similar feel, does it not? A lot of world exploration, a lot of very repeatable things.
True. I'd argue a little bit.
I mean, I'm not going to argue that it's not very Destiny-esque, but there are things that I like about it.
Open world with a point.
Yeah.
Purpose.
Okay. You'll like find that. Out yeah, in yeah. a moment that I'm enjoying things with a point.
Well, now Destiny just got some big new expansion that came out.
Rise of Iron.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
And Destiny's like all the hype right now. So I think if we continue this cycle, Division's probably due for a resurgence here sometime once Taken King or the Rise of Iron falls off.
But you know what I'm going to expect?
And then you guys get some No Man's Sky update.
I'm going to expect that it's going to be fucking broken.
It probably will be. I got news on The Division, but we'll get to that later.
That's all, man.
What else you got, Rob?
They finally greenlight that movie?
Maybe. That's not the news.
So, I didn't play No Man's Sky. That was not even what I was going to say.
Did you play Bioshock yet?
Shut the fuck up. No, we're going to record that. We did. What we did try to do immediately after, not immediately after, because, you know.
A little while after.
A little while after. I was doing things like eating food. The man of fives.
Five guys.
Five mans. Cinco Manos.
I'm gonna say.
Would
this
you say
out
you
loud.
Ate all five guys?
I thank you, Scott. I was gonna. That's what I was gonna say too. You ate five guys?
No, no, I did not.
Good.
I had a burger from the gentleman who made it.
Good.
At the establishment named Five Guys.
It's funny because we got there with like 20 minutes to close, and I think they were all just like. Maybe it was like 45 minutes to close, like 40
yeah,
minutes
we were,
to close.
We gave them, I would say we gave them about 25,
we got there at like 9:15, 9:20, and
I'd
it
say
was
we
like
gave them about 25 minutes, yeah. And, then, like, really close to the end, like 9:45, fucking people showed up, like, you're pricks.
We walked in, and like, as we were pulling in, like, one person walked in front of us, and like, as we were walking in, they were just like, oh man. These motherfuckers.
We fucking cleaned everything.
I directly judge how okay it is to go into an establishment before they close by the amount of people that are already in that establishment.
There was no one there.
If there's more people in there being dicks, then I don't mind coming in, like, with 5 to 10 minutes to spare. But if it's just me, like, if I think they're closing up in the slightest or cleaning up in the slightest, I'll be like, I don't want to bother them.
Here's what I'll say. And then I'll fucking finish what I was goddamn telling you about what I did this week. Sorry. No, it's okay. It's okay. But I will say this. I will still go into a place depending on how long it's going to take me to do the thing I need to do.
Yeah.
If it's going to take me 5 minutes and it's 9:55, I'm coming in. You're still open.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come order a burger at 9:55.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a cunt.
Yeah.
I try very hard to be, you know, to decunt my life.
Yeah. You have to factor in preparation time.
Right. Like, come on. Like, yes, they're still open, but you're a prick.
Yes. That's true.
I want you to remember that the next time you go anywhere where they're selling things and people are going to go home. Don't act stupid. You know what time it is.
I'm going to think about this on my way home when I stop to grab something to eat.
Yeah, but listen, if it's fast food, like, it, like, literally, you're good. You got time. Like, you're open.
I'm going to do the same thing. It's probably going to be Wendy's.
Yeah.
Wendy's.
But Connor, we just had pizza. You're a hungry guy.
Actually, never mind. You're right. Yeah.
we did just have pizza.
I like that. Whoops. You forgot.
Whoops.
All right. So, as far as console games that I didn't play, it doesn't really matter. We'll get to that in a second more. But mobile games wise, we mentioned last week we were playing Battleship. Two things we learned about Battleship. I think one thing we all learned, and then another thing that I learned.
Was the thing we all learned is that it murders your battery.
It is a fucking Halloween movie battery murderer. It fucking slashes on that battery though.
Michael Myers shows up as cool. Battleship and just like kills your fucking battery.
Also, okay, three things that I learned. It's a little buggy. Like one game I lost a lot, but it won't finish on the other end. So, like, we can't start a new game, can't do anything. In fact, my third point is that it's fucking super buggy because I've never had an app do this the way that it did to my fucking phone. I try to just send a new game request to that same person.
Okay.
It fucking crashed my phone. Messages was stuck. I could do nothing. And I've never been like really stuck where a hard reset's my only option. And no, that was it. My phone was like, nah.
Shit. Damn, hard reset was the only option?
Couldn't sleep wake, couldn't.
Damn.
Nothing. It was just like, shit. So I went, I'm not going to use you again because you just fucking tried to kill my phone.
Yeah.
Assassin.
You just went inside my phone and did things I didn't want you to do.
Assassin.
I did not like. So yeah, that was that.
Anything else? Or just,
no mobile
just
games. Hold on, I'm getting to that. Yeah. No mobile games. Oh, just that. Oh, didn't play that. To be fair, we did play pool.
Yeah, we played pool. That's right.
We played pool. It was not as entertaining as Battleship.
No.
It was interesting the way they did it.
It's okay though.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But what I did play more than I should have, it was a game that made me neglect sleep a little bit. And there hasn't been a game that's done that in a little while. It's been fun. I think I mentioned, last week that I had started playing 7 Days to Die?
Yes.
Yes. And to the point I was making earlier, we did try to record. We did record, but
we recorded immediately.
We had a problem, Connor.
Recording. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, shortly thereafter, because we went and got the Five Guys.
Do you want me to say the problem
that we had?
Yeah.
Connor, what happened?
So we set everything up. We set up the mic. We set up the video.
Yep.
Rob's computer's a little old.
Yeah, so we're coming up on 9 years.
Yeah.
Old girl.
She'll make it, but anyway. we're recording, but I woke up very, very early, and it was kind of late, and I started
it was late.
Falling asleep while Rob was
pretty fucking
game.
Immediately.
Yeah, pretty fucking immediately. Because in this game, it's very similar to Minecraft and where you're walking in front of things and just kind of like
Especially with what I was doing. I think we were coming up on Horde Night.
It was the seventh day they were going to show up at night, and you were just like, all right, let's build shit.
I had to fortify. Yep. I had to like make sure I was going to survive the night.
And I understand that. And, you did a good job.
It was not entertaining.
You did a good job, but it wasn't that entertaining.
Yeah.
I think I woke up when the Horde started. And I think I told you to like break it so they
you're like don't do it.
I was like don't go down there. Yeah, break it so they can't come upstairs. Because there were a lot of them.
There were
plenty of zombies.
I was making friends.
Are they zombies infected?
Zombies.
Dingoes ain't babies.
They're called zombies, but if they hit me and like I have a, there's a percentage chance that I can get infected.
Okay.
I don't know what that means or what the end result is. Like, obviously, yeah. I'm not going to turn into a zombie. I'm going to be dead. I mean, it may indicate that I'm a zombie now, but I'm going to just die.
It sounds like classic zombie behavior, sir.
Yeah. Right.
It's a zombie. It's a zombierial disease.
Yeah. So, but it's not even mad.
Oh boy.
But it is not.
Can I just say that was very tough combining the word zombie and venereal?
You did a good job. Yeah. You really didn't stumble over it. I'm proud of you. This is nice.
All
right.
Good. All right. So anyway, continue.
But that's easily cured with just a quick handful of antibiotics. So that's whatever.
More like antibiotics.
When you say a handful, is it like literally a handful? Like, do you see him like dump a handful of pills in his hand?
I think it's like a couple. He's like, one. I actually think if I remember the animation correctly, he just unscrews the bottle and fucking jugs it back.
One gulps in. Hey, I got four pills there, but I'm not going to get hurt. That's for sure.
So I survived that. That was day 7. But the end of the story is, we found the answer to the question. We are going to be able to record Bioshock. We've got a couple of other things to figure out.
Yeah.
Because Connor was asleep, we don't know when it happened, but the capture the video capture seems to have happened perfectly fine. Audacity took a fucking dog shit at some point.
Yeah.
Don't know when, but at some point.
Yeah, it did.
She stopped working. So, gonna have to find, which I'm looking at. This one is 10 years old. But a Mac Pro that should be able to handle a simple fucking audio recording without any issue.
Hopefully without exploding.
Yeah, I mean, we'll work on the exploding part. We're going to clean her out real nice. We're going to give her a nice little, you know, just tongue her up a little bit. It's going to be fine. Going to get her running real good.
Hey, girl.
Enough to take care of you enough to just get a goddamn audio recording, but we'll see.
10 years old, really?
Yeah, it's 2006.
Wow.
Yeah. Poor old thing.
I'm gonna age myself. I was not even out of high school at that time.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Yep.
I was going into my master's degree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Do you feel like a master of anything?
No.
Worth it?
No.
I'm asking for serious consideration.
No, I will tell you, like, if you're asking me dollar for dollar worth it, you know where I work. And I love my job. I'm having a lot of fun.
But when you look at that dollar, that degree made up of dollar bills.
When I look at what I pay in fucking student assholes, and I look at what I make on a yearly basis, I cry.
In some dimension, that's the currency. Students, right. Student assholes.
Right. It's student assholes. Like
I'm sorry, I made you all think of that.
But, and that's, I'm sorry, I got more personal for myself. I'm just wondering how you feel about that.
This is a longer conversation and probably a different podcast. I would have probably done things a little differently. I'm not upset with the way I did things, but maybe I could have done some things that I wouldn't have liked that may have helped raise that dollar amount in areas. Apparently networking is a thing. I don't know.
God, I don't like it.
It's weird.
I don't like networking.
It's weird. I don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, quick tangent. What are our thoughts on networking?
What kind of networking are you talking about? Like friends and family friends kind of networking or LinkedIn networking?
LinkedIn. I'm going to go a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
No, we're not going to talk about this right now. No.
All right. Back on topic.
No, yeah. So fuck that. Any fucking way. Where was I? That was so it's going to work. We're going to be fine. We're going to be able to do Bioshock.
Yeah.
Just give us a little bit of time to make it work and figure out what we want to do. Don't worry. It's coming. I'm excited. I'm avoiding so much. People fucking want to tell me things because they're replaying it, assholes. Shut up. Shut your mouth. The internet's like, hey, you want to watch a Let's Play? You know, you want to watch it. Hey, you're on Twitch. Somebody's playing it. You want to watch it?
I'm
like,
very careful in 2 minutes when I talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't fucking.
I'm very careful.
I already feel like whatever character Joe Stella told me to pay attention to, I already know a little more than I want to know. And that's
Sander.
That's okay.
Oh, like, God, fuck that guy.
I'm okay, but it makes me sad that I already know too much. And it's okay.
I've already maintained since the beginning, fuck Sanders.
I mean, you cried.
He scared me.
All right, that's fair.
I was like 18, but he scared me.
All right, so that was day 7 when we did that.
Where are you at now?
It is now day 31?
Well, I think you had gone to sleep, and it was like the... Never mind. You didn't go to sleep. Sorry. I lied. It had just became the night of day 31.
Yeah, so it's day 31. Zombie horde every 7 days. So I'm 3 to 4 days away from another zombie horde.
Coming up.
They're
coming.
What I couldn't show you at the time was the outside because it was night and I'm pretty well fortified that I'm not going outside. And I'm doing that.
Spikes out there.
Yeah, no, more than you saw before.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, no, I've been a little spike crazy because right now it's my best defense as I'm converting everything into concrete and steel in certain areas, like steel enforced concrete, which is fun.
Can you stack them like one on top of the other?
This is the interesting thing about the game. Each block has a, so gravity exists.
Yes.
Things will, if
as opposed to Minecraft where right. It's like, I'm going to break
you're
the bottom block
on,
and you're
you can,
thinning.
For instance, I can stack up a bunch of wood frames and get higher to an area. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's reading internet jokes. Also, D. Gordon hit a leadoff home run for the Miami Marlins.
I'm
and
proud
he
of
ran
him.
Around
where
the
are we right now?
We are in Toronto, according to this game.
No, what are we doing?
Fucking around? Talking about 7 days to die?
Trying to.
Alright. Continue. Huh.
I don't remember what I was talking about.
You were spike crazy, but.
Making spikes. Concrete. You asked me a question.
There's gravity.
Gravity.
Yes.
Gravity. What can you stack? So what I was saying is if I stack up a bunch of wood frames and you're at the bottom and you're a cunt, which to be funny, you could be. You can, if you chop down the, or you break the bottom brick or bottom like wooden frame, I fucking come down. Break my legs. It's a good time.
Did you break your legs?
No. Because there's, you know, it's just me and the server right now. But so with gravity and things, each block has a weight limit that it can hold. So as I'm going concrete, I can fucking build until I'm, you know, blue in the face.
Okay.
But some things like I don't ask me why, it doesn't make any sense. I tried to hang a metal ladder on a little hanging
ledge.
Like ledge thing. That the bottom chunk that I tried to hang the ladder on was made of wood and it just fucking exploded. I was like okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I chopped it up and I made it into stone and tried again. It worked just fine. Annoyed me, but that's fine.
Sure it did. Sounds like it would be super annoying.
What I have now, and you actually asked me a question about it and I'll mention it in a minute. What I have now is mostly concrete base. Yeah. So that I can feel secure during the horde that, you know, I usually, like my last day before the horde, I collect a bunch of stone, a bunch of shit, and I just make cement during the horde night and just repair stuff. Repair. My biggest issue right now and what I have to change and what's going to change with that spot. Like right now, it's just converting the house that I walked into very early on into a concrete building. Like I was showing you even the windows, like I wasn't even thinking, I just was like, upgrade, dang, 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 and they're now concrete fucking windows. I was like, why don't you just put a concrete block?
Concrete enforced windows.
Like, why?
It's like you put a window there and then just like encased it
like
in
it
concrete.
Like it has the same fucking HP as all the other stuff, so it's just a imprint on the wall, like a indent in the wall, window shaped.
Yep. It's a window shaped indent.
Like, I mean, all right. Cool. The other thing I have
you know,
is
it doesn't
a,
do. It doesn't what? Function as a window anymore.
Right. No, not, nope, not anymore. Really. No, but that's okay because I don't want to look outside.
Good. It's like a bunker, but it's above ground. A
couple of things I have to do. One problem that I have. You asked me, I ran into an issue one of the Horde Knights. I had finally had the ability to build steel or make steel. Forged steel.
Blue steel?
Blue steel. And I,
Good. I'm glad you're making that.
I made a vault door, which is fairly fucking strong. Through, I think its total HP is around like 13,000.
No, has it beaten on it? When you say vault door, I saw it, but we're gonna explain it to the audience. Should I think like Fallout vault door?
Yeah, I think very much like a Fallout vault door.
Not like the big vault door, but like a door inside a vault.
Now there are like more, you know, vault doors that didn't look like I made it in the world, like in banks and things. But for the most part, like when you make it, it looks kind of like a pile of dog shit, like a, you know, Fallout door. Yeah. But hey, keeps the zombies
like you put it together with the fucking scrap metal you had lying around the building you were in. Yep.
Right. So what I have to do though, the problem that I'm having right now, one problem I had, I was explaining, you know, the dead zombies, like it's still kind of a dog shit alpha, just like Minecraft was and still basically is. Basically. So like, you know, especially some of the faster moving ones at night, and the special ones will clip through the wall or clip through the door as they're trying to beat it down.
Yeah.
So I'll smash them in the face with a fucking sledgehammer.
If I can see you.
Yeah. I'm going to smash you in the fucking face with a sledgehammer. Sometimes I'm going to hit the door, but that's fine. I'll fix it in a minute.
That was one of my favorite parts of, like, GoldenEye 64 is when they would, like, all get caught up in the door. And, like, right. You can see their sprites on the other side and stuff. Boop. And murder thousands of them.
So the first Horde Knight with the door, one had died, and after a time, especially at night, I won't be able to loot their bodies, and sometimes they're carrying, you know, good loot, so I want to find it. Yeah. Resources and things that I need. So I went to go, the crosshair was on the fucking zombie. It said, loot zombie corpse. Just as I clicked the goddamn Y button, which also happens to be the button that opens the fucking door, the fucking zombies outside kicked.
Do you have a moment for Jesus?
Kicked the goddamn zombie, the dead corpse on the ground. It moved. I opened the door and fucking shit my pants.
I want this game to have mods like Left 4 Dead, because have you seen the Left 4 Dead video of
the Teletubbies?
No. Even better. All the zombies are Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I am sure.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
I am sure that things exist.
It's
there
like
are
my
mods.
Favorite Skyrim mod, which is the Macho Man Randy Savage's Dragons one.
Oh my god, yes.
That's basically the same for Fallout with Deathclaw and yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I will say that there. We were talking about earlier, I'm in day 31, coming up on the fifth Horde Night. And there are definitely now, like, special zombies and things they have to deal with. I was explaining the cops earlier. Big fat sons of bitches who run, who explode when fun happens, and also spit, vomit.
And I said it sounds like the three things that some of the Left 4 Dead zombies had, like the hunter being fast and the bloater exploding and the spitter.
But all in
spitting.
One.
Yeah. But all in one.
All in fucking one. There are screamers, which are annoying. They're fine if they don't know that I'm there, but if they detect me, they fucking scream and more friends come.
You know what you didn't need to tell me?
What?
That a screamer would be annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. You're right. Don't ever again do that.
You know what screams? You know what screams and is annoying?
My ex-girlfriend.
Babies. I'm sorry. When I'm trying to conduct business in our place of work and there's a baby screaming, it's like, I'm trying to talk. I understand that you have no control, but oh my God, please be quiet.
Shut your mouth.
So
babies, screamers.
Babies have no compassion.
I know.
So that was the first time I opened the door.
They haven't developed sentience yet.
That was the first time I opened the door and I was introduced to my first encounter with a runner. A runner is a zombie who will fucking run no matter what. He will run through my wooden spikes. He will get damaged by my wooden spikes, but he also has fucking obnoxious HP.
So he's a Kenyan.
He is a Kenyan.
Wow!
He has had some goddamn power thirst. He is ready to go.
I was wondering, how much has the Spike Lobby paid you to make spikes in your place?
Got the, if I was able to have shown Connor, since it was Horde Night, and this is what I have to do, the other time the door was removed, was because the zombies during the Horde Night broke the block underneath, because it was not yet concrete. When the block underneath was broken, remember gravity?
Yeah.
The fucking door exploded.
Oh, man.
What did you think happened then?
Did it explode inward or outward?
It just disappeared, really, is what happened.
A lot of fanatics came in to ask you about your thoughts.
Lots of friends came in to let me know about stuff.
Yeah.
The time that I let the zombies in my own self, thank you, one of the cops destroyed my forge full of a whole bunch of fucking forged shit ready to make things.
Oh.
Was not happy when I found that out. Ooh. He got kicked a couple extra times before I looted him and then broke him in half.
Yeah.
But the number one thing that I have to do, like the task that I'm working on next after this, I think I might loot a little bit and then this Horde Night's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
I need to get a move everything up a level to the second floor.
Like your forge and shit?
Yeah. Everybody's gotta come up. There needs to be no door downstairs. And we are going to go fucking spike crazy. It's going to be great.
Can you do that? Can you just like put yourself on the second floor and leave way for the zombies to get up to you?
Yep. There's going to be climbers and things, but as long as there's a ledge, like there's ways to avoid it. Like it's not completely foolproof. Like I need to watch it and make sure, like, again, gravity exists. So if they over time break down the bottom
walls and stuff,
so I need somebody to be able to reach it, still, you know, repair it very, very infrequently, but I still need to be able to,
yep.
Then it'll fucking, you know.
I wonder how the house would collapse if you like broke out the corner, if it would just like
I've seen videos like one time like one dude like just took like there was this building that had seen some other damage and he just took one hit on a block on the building and the block's just like you saw it like it looked like a cave in, but nothing landed on the ground more or less. There was like some piles of stuff. Like they kind of deal with the gravity, like things falling. Like I placed a wooden spike once. That I don't know why it let me do it, but I placed it in the air instead of on the ground, so it fell.
Okay.
It was a like shitty pile of broken wooden spike, but it kind of still looked like it.
Yeah.
So it was interesting how they handled that. It was weird.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, it's been a lot of fun.
Good.
I was telling you also that I now can make a mini bike.
Would you say it was a fun ass time?
Say it was a fun ass time.
Okay.
Here's the thing that I noticed about it. I was like, why am I having so much fun? Because this is just fucking Minecraft. And at the end of the day, every now and then I still have fun with Minecraft. Like Minecraft is a fun game. Fuck you if you don't think so. But Minecraft.
When you go in to play Minecraft, creative or survival?
Almost always survival.
Really?
I don't know why. Like creative never did it. Like creative felt like I was cheating.
Sometimes if I'm really high, I'll just go into creative and like build a giant house and then do that thing that you do when you're in creative and you dig a hole directly to the bottom of the bedrock. You fill the entire hole with TNT, like the top TNT, and you watch it burn.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Sometimes you just do that and then whole chunks of your planet are just missing.
No.
Down to the bedrock.
There was a time where in a survival map, I literally probably dug out probably 40 by 40 square down to bedrock. I had a lot of fucking cobblestone.
Do you have a lot of anything else though?
No.
Dirt?
I mean, gravel? Mostly cobblestone. Yeah. I had some other resources. I had plenty of other resources, but.
Cobblestone, dirt, and gravel.
That took us some time.
Yeah.
That was a thing. But here's the difference. With Minecraft over time, like even what you and I were hunting for
Jeeves.
Achievements. Like there was a point where we wanted to go and like I had built a pretty significant railway that we intended to go, you know, all around the map. Let me fucking stop playing.
Well, also, I don't think there is any more all around the map, or is there?
There may not be any more.
Because the map's huge now on Xbox.
True.
I don't remember.
I feel like we were still, I don't remember. I feel like we had at least gone to one edge, but I don't know.
It was big.
There is no edge.
Well, because like the thing with the Minecraft things on Xbox One, the issue that we didn't play was because it was dependent on the person who created the world to be online and like wanting to play Minecraft.
Sure.
Now you created the world. I'm not saying that you didn't want to play Minecraft, but there were other games to play. So it was like priorities were elsewhere.
Right.
I'm not going to build, you know, the fucking White House. I'm going to build a ramshackle shack. Do you have to say ramshackle shack?
I don't think so.
Just shack works.
I think shack. Yeah. But why have the word ramshackle?
Hovel.
A hovel.
Yeah.
You go with hovel.
Hovel.
Let's go with hovel. But here's the thing. With Minecraft, at the end of the day, like it reached a point, like not that it reached a point where like you were overpowered when you were playing the game. Or like you had reached endgame and there was nowhere to go, but there was no real difficulty. Once you had anything stone, honestly, you were okay. Like you could go and do like the other endgame content, you could go to the Nether. Like I'm not talking about that. Just playing, you know, vanilla on the world, not the upside down. You didn't go fight the Ender Dragon. Like you just hung out on top.
Why not though, man?
there was no point. Like you just did the same things. With this, there's a fucking zombie horde that gets harder and harder every week. Every 7 days, I need to be doing something. I need to be getting smarter. I need to be collecting things. And I need to find food.
Yeah. Every 7 innings, the game tries to kill you.
Yes. Fucking tries to murder me.
To die.
Yeah. When I learned that the runners just fucking run through the spikes, we're out in fucking game
now
again.
Now let's recap.
No, they're recapping it again.
Well, we got to talk about it. It's the only thing that's happened in this game now. Jump in the
fights and fucking stupid games.
Yeah, so I'm playing that a lot. What I need to do is get, like I said, get everything above, and that's the next goal. And then once I have a mini bike, it's loot the world. Find the things. I've been watching the Twitches and learning the things.
Loot it.
I just want to note something that I just noticed during the playback. When there is the brawl and they show it looking towards the visitor's dugout, they're advertising G's American style pools.
What makes it an American style?
That's what I'm trying to figure the fuck out right now.
Is it that it can fit a family of five obese? Is that...
Ooh, that's a big pool.
That's a big pool.
That is a big pool.
American style.
I wonder if it's the bean-shaped kind or the rectangle.
Dog bone.
Maybe dog bone. Yeah, you're right.
Dog bone. Dollar bill.
I'm sorry. I would never have a dog bone shaped pool if I had a pool in my place. I'd feel like an asshole.
I might do it just because I'd feel like an asshole.
Rectangle pool or infinity pool?
I would do it because I'd have to sell it.
Are you a rectangle or a bean?
Rectangle. Kind of rectangle.
You like the rectangle?
Yeah, rectangle. And if I ever someday own beachfront property, which will be never, infinity
That's
pool.
Optimism.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Infinity pool's rad.
That's exactly,
yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I am optimistic, but come on. Beachfront property is expensive. Yeah. I'm realistic.
All right, that's fair. It's more the upkeep.
How about, How about if you ever rent beachfront property?
Maybe, yeah.
Infinity pool.
Yeah, needs infinity pool. Do you have an infinity pool? Can't rent your beachfront property.
Surrey.
Yeah.
Surrey? Like if you bought, Surrey. If you've got the beachfront property, the only pool you can afford is maybe like an above ground circular pool.
Yeah.
And those are almost not even worth having.
Or like the kind of pool where it's a table at a pool hall. Like, you can actually afford that because it's not as expensive as pool, yeah.
Connor, fuck you play?
I played a few things. Shadow Mordor, I continue with that. I beat the game. It's got, like, extra bullshit to do now, and I don't care anymore.
Right. Yep.
I got the achievements that I need.
Yeah, you beat it.
I'm done. Yep.
You got what you needed to out of it.
Moving on. Halo 5, the firefight thing, because firefight rules.
Ah, dude, they brought firefight back?
Yes, they did. Nice. But instead of a four-person, it's an eight-person firefight now.
That's pretty rad.
It's five waves, and each wave has like a boss or like some kind of task that you have to do, like kill 50 grunts or blow up 25 ghosts or fight these like five souped up hunters. Go.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
So once you do all those five of those missions, you win or your team just loses. I lost a few, won a few. It's been a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. A good ass time.
Good ass time.
I also played Halo Reach because my Halo sense was tingling and I wanted to play a little bit. I really haven't stuck with it. I kind of like open up the game and I'm just like, yeah, you know what else I could play? Fucking BioShock.
Oh, snap.
So, like I said, I'm not going to do too many spoilers or anything. I'm past the big twist. I just did that today.
That's an annoying staircase.
I'm trying to figure what.
It's BioShock, the big twist. That's
the original BioShock.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Not Infinite.
That twist. The original BioShock's twist. So, roughly about, I don't know, two-thirds of the way through the game, maybe. I got past Mr. Cohen, Sander Cohen.
Ooh.
He's good. You'll find out about him. And some other guys, like Peach Wilkins.
Peach Wilkins.
And, what's his name? Not Su Chong, he's the other one.
No, Su Chong's...
There's the other doctor, Steinman? So, that's... Wow. You just showed me a great headline, Rob. I'm going to read it out loud. Please don't drill a headphone jack into your iPhone 7.
I love you people. Yeah. You're my favorite.
Yeah. There's every new phone, there's always one disclaimer that's just like, don't do this.
Don't be a fucking idiot.
Remember when
the iPhone one was, please don't put your iPhone in the microwave to charge it.
Well, that was like an April Fool's joke that just like got terrible because it was like the iCharge where you could like.
Here is the thing you must always assume.
A software update was gonna like make your phone microwave conducive.
Here's the thing you must always assume.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Oh, yeah. I always assume that. People, I know you're listening to me, but.
You're probably stupid.
That's not the reason. That's not because you're listening to me though.
Right. That's not the reason you're stupid.
No, yes. That's not the reason you're stupid.
This is one of the things you do that's great and smart.
Yep.
Good job.
Yes,
proud of you.
You do a good job with this one.
Yeah. But keep doing this.
You're stupid. I'm stupid.
I'm stupid.
Babies are stupid.
I'm pretty dumb.
Yeah. Babies are the most stupid.
They don't have object permanence and shit.
That's
fun. Just don't get it.
I always feel bad.
Peekaboo, I have disappeared.
I always feel bad when I'm playing with an infant or a toddler and the game suddenly turns into fucking fetch. And I'm like, how the fuck did this happen? This is wrong.
Well, little human being, thank you for fetching this ball. Now could
you
fetch me a beer?
You want me to throw it again? All right.
If I tell you to go get me some food, will you know what food I'm asking about?
So, as I have learned from having a dog all my life, if you fake throw it, they will not notice.
Here's the thing about children. I think they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, some dogs get smart to that.
I will say, I have done this with children before, They have not noticed.
I will say that I think there is a greater number of children that fall for it than dogs.
I will say, Connor, what else? Right. Tell me more.
That's pretty much all the games that I played.
Yeah.
I also watched Supernatural. I'm up to season 5.
Yeah.
Still Lucifer good? Has been freed.
Cool. Great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dick move.
Yeah, it's a dick move. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, but there's a lot of other dick moves going on in the show right now. So
people are waving dicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have we gotten past the pixie episode? The fairy episode yet?
No.
Oh.
Haven't gotten there yet. Dean's gone to hell. They've met the angels. Angels are dicks.
Spoilers. Such
dicks, yeah. Spoilers.
Fucking dicks.
Spoilers. I'm just giving you, like, high-level shit. Like, all this eventually happens. Well, actually, yeah, Dean goes to hell is kind of an important thing.
Whoopsie.
Nah, never mind. A lot of things happen.
Many things that I...
Watch Nooper Satchel.
What's Nooper Satchel?
Supernatural.
Listen, I want to tell you a thing about The Sixth Sense, but I'm not going to tell you the end.
He's dead people. And that should clue you in as to one thing about one character.
He's dead.
Yep, he's dead. So, that's what I did.
Nice.
Ready for some fucking news?
I'm always ready for some news.
Let's start off with something fun. And Joel, I'm going to include you just because you talked about playing this game. You play
also
the game
you're here.
Overwatch, correct?
I do. I have been playing some Overwatch.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be happy to know this or not, but the first official Overwatch porn parody is coming out this Friday on Brazzers.
Will you watch it?
Of course it is.
It came out a couple of days ago.
No, it didn't. Hasn't come out yet.
According to the internet,
it hasn't come out yet.
I don't want
to
know why he knows.
I don't know. You don't want to know how I know this, but I know this. It includes such gems of dialogue such as, if it lives, I can fuck it. There's a character, the male character is dressed up as Reaper, the female character is dressed up as Widowmaker.
Can I tell you that of all the things he could have said, does not bother me?
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's like, I'm going to clean your pipes.
That could go a lot of different ways, and I don't, nope.
Yep. Mm-mm. Good stuff, though. Good stuff.
It would take me a while. I'd have to, like, see a picture or two from it first. Maybe a short clip in the form of a GIF or something like that.
Good news, everyone!
Yeah.
Tantalize me.
I wasn't saying that you were going to watch it or anything
you
like
that.
You
need to find it titillating, is what you're saying.
There will be a point that I will be curious about.
Curiosity
enough,
will ruin you.
Let's see this.
Curiosity
weird.
Will ruin you when you're not wearing pants.
Let's explore this.
That's going to happen. Like, that's just in the probability of life where, you know, you're not wearing pants. It's
the most likely scenario
like,
in
what's
which
happen.
I would look
I
it
didn't
up.
Ask for the opening paragraph to your autobiography.
And I didn't give it to you.
I believe you did.
So,
no.
Yeah, that's one thing.
All right,
in
what
news.
Else? What else we got?
So, a local Massachusetts, New Hampshire-ish news story, / Rhode
New
Island.
England?
More importantly, Rhode Island. Kurt Schilling and the state of Rhode Island settled for $2.5 million over that silly game studio that Kurt Schilling made.
What did
that
you
made
do?
Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh, yeah.
Reckoning.
Really?
Because it was going to be the
million?
First in a series. And there was
it was
other
only
game
2 million.
No, it
they
was 2.5.
2.5 is a light, because I believe there was much more involved.
That's probably. But $2.5 million settlement, state or down.
I will say, Kurt Schilling is a good guy.
Yeah.
I had some friends of mine when we got back from Iraq that were playing an online game. I can't remember what it was. It was like Dungeons and Dragons Online, maybe. Big MMO, and yeah. Kurt Schilling was like, and they're like their guild leader or something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, he played a lot of video games. That's
he's
why he opened
gamer
up the studio.
He's a very avid gamer.
What was it, 38 studios?
Yep, studio after a number.
Yep, that's what it was. It was okay, but yep, he finally, that's like 5-year legal bullshit is finally over now.
I completely forgot that it was happening.
Yep. Cause, I mean,
what were they mad about?
Money, yeah. He had received like
funds from the state to basically supply and run and keep jobs coming into the state.
And then he didn't?
Yeah, because the studio went under.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So all the state money disappeared. The state went, where the fuck did our money go?
Did they happen to say, excuse me?
Probably did. Probably something like that, yeah.
Okay.
It's Rhode Island.
Yeah. Just making sure.
Bitch, I don't know your life.
Bitch, you don't know my life. In other news that is Pokemon related.
Ooh. I read this one.
Yes. The Nintendo NX will have Pokemon.
The headline
says
told
the
me
Pokemon Company.
Yep.
They didn't really elaborate. They kind of just said, yep, it's going to be there. Don't you worry.
Tomorrow, see you later. Tomorrow will be a day.
Pokemon Sun and Moon are coming out first, right. So we'll catch you after that. Bye. Excuse me, bye.
Hey, this may come as a shock, but they're going to release a Pokemon game on a Nintendo handheld device.
We're doing that thing you want.
Yeah.
We're doing that thing that always happens.
Well, like handheld slash console slash I don't know what the fuck this weird ass thing is going to be.
You might as well state the obvious.
Yep. It's going to be like the Wii U, but you can like take the gamepad with you because that's where everything is going to actually live, probably. I don't know. We'll see. Cartridges. You're going to blow it out like you fucking used to.
Yeah. Blow it out.
Just blow it out.
It's going to suck.
Blow it out.
It's going to happen when a game gets old. Oh. And you're going to, and some kid you know is going to come over and you're going to be like, yeah, put that game in. It's going to be like, bam. Oh. You're going to be like, you're breaking my fucking video games, you piece of shit.
I feel like we're digging something up here, buddy.
Yeah. There's been GoldenEye games that I have not been able to play anymore because of.
Slam. Let me tell you. Blowing out a cartridge, though, is like such a good, nice, rewarding feeling. When you blow out a cartridge, that's like the young 8 to 12 version of you, like, imagining what motorboating a girl would be. Just, got it.
It's not nowhere near as satisfying as the blow on, or breathe on the disc and slowly wipe it off with your shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a nice fresh apple.
Exactly.
Just a nice shine.
But the blow is just so much better, yeah.
The blow is so much better.
It's like you were playing harmonica,
this
but you were
so
fixing
hard.
Your, it's like you were playing harmonica, but you were also performing tech support at the same time.
Yep.
Yep, Pokemon. Pokemon is Pokemon is Pokemon is Pokemon. There's a lot of them. Catch them all.
Or don't.
Blizzard came out with this thing back in 1996, and no, it wasn't Diablo, but it came out with Diablo. Hey, bro, get the fuck out of there, man. I gotta catch this baseball before you. Sorry, some asshole was
Donald
like,
way punched someone else.
Oh, right in the face!
Way Donald said punch someone else.
Yeah,
no, way that's Saunders. No.
You okay, buddy? You shouldn't be out here so far. So anyway, Blizzard came out with this thing in 1996 with Diablo.
Diablo.
It's been around for 20 years. It is Battle.net.
Yeah,
Battle.net.
If you
ever played video games, Battle.net has been around for a long, long time.
As somebody who has played World of Warcraft and Hearthstone, and now I'm playing some Overwatch, it's the most annoying part of the Blizzard gaming experience is dealing with Battle.net.
Yep.
It's so frustrating.
So they're not removing Battle.net. It's not really going away. They're kind of renaming it.
But to not suck so bad net?
No. No. It's still not good.
Not good net?
No. So it's no longer Battle.net. It's no longer Battle anything. So since Battle.net.
Fuck tits.
Since Battle.net is technically like multiple pieces. Battle.net is like a Steam client where it launches your games and that's how you have your game library.
Yeah.
It's also like a voice chat system and a messaging system too. So they're just calling it Blizzard Tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not mad.
I guess I'm not mad, but why?
Yeah.
Are they trying to prevent you from getting cold?
I don't know.
Apparently. Then there's no reason for it to be called Blizzard Tech.
Yeah. Blizzard Tech. Blizzard Tech, a.k.a. the North Face.
So, nothing about it is changing in the slightest. They are just
giving it a new
giving
name.
Giving it a fancy name.
Yep. I think because who...
Joe, in the business, we call this a rebranding.
What parent company? Activision, right? Yeah, Blizzard Activision. Yep. Activision Blizzard.
Activision owns Blizzard.
So, Activision was probably like, streamline your shit, okay?
What are you doing?
Battle.net? What is this? Like a fucking gladiator pit? Like... fix this shit up. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but they just said...
but it's been a thing for 20 years.
Well, they're not going to fix it. They're just going to shine it.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't say fix
the
name.
They're going to rub the dirt off the walls. Yeah.
Whatever they were going to say.
They didn't say fix the product. They just said fix the name. Whatever.
Make it less confusing.
Even worse.
No, we didn't say fix it. We said make it less confusing.
It's weird. I don't know. So it's been such like an iconic thing, like Battle.net, even though it sucks. I just remember like playing Warcraft 3 or like Diablo 2 and some of my friends at school being like, hey, you should totally play with us. My Battle.net thing is this. And it's like, no, don't fucking bother. My computer that has Diablo and StarCraft on it? What? Why? Why are you laughing? Diablo?
There's something when you say Diablo. Diablo. I don't know why.
Sarsaparil.
You want some sarsaparilla?
Oh, El Diablo.
It's just weird. It makes me laugh. You're like, Diablo.
Diablo?
I play that Diablo game.
Diablo?
I play the Diablo guy.
Diagon Blow Alley?
Diablo.
Diablo Alley? Diet Blow.
I'm sorry.
So yes, playing Diet Blow 2 or StarCraft. or Warcraft 2 or Warcraft 3 with my friends at school. Hey, you should totally come on and play with us on Battle.net. It's like, no, I can't. That computer doesn't have internet. It's fucking 2002. This doesn't have internet. What are you talking about?
Sorry, bro.
Built-in internet? That doesn't happen.
Diablo.
Diablo Alley.
Diablo Alley.
Diablo.
Speaking of the Division's public test server opens up soon.
Speaking of the Division.
Yep. From way back when.
Right on cue. They probably
fixed Endgame.
Well, no, it's not that. It's a public test server. So think about that. It's like, sign up if you want to join our server where we're going to test out all the fucking updates and you got to tell us if it's broken or not. It's like the beta program for an iOS, but it's a video game. I would hate that. I think they are going to have, they do have like extra content now, but I don't know if they have like when their second series of Endgame content comes out. I don't know.
Sure.
Whenever.
I don't care.
The hype from Destiny starts to die down.
Yes. That's exactly when it'll happen. And then when that hype dies down, a new game will come out, and then Destiny hype will start up again after that new game starts to die down.
No, that's when No Man's Sky will get some kind of big content.
Yeah, there's a path.
That's what it is. There is a path.
But for every reason, there's a season. Flip it.
I showed a couple people this, the Planet Coaster trailer.
Yeah, that was great.
So, if you ever played Roller Coaster Tycoon in the past, which was a theme park sim game.
Yes.
Great time.
I've never really played any of the sim games.
The Tycoon games were pretty fun.
Yeah.
Especially the Roller Coaster Tycoon. Oh.
It was like, a little bit
build
more.
Build a theme park. You could like charge people to fucking use the bathrooms.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I've read some cool stories, like some subreddit type stuff about things that people have done.
If SimCity was the macro level, this came a little closer and like you could really control, like to Connor's point, like the pricings and like the, but it still wasn't like Sims.
Yeah.
You weren't yet controlling the characters themselves.
Yeah.
Just their environment.
So there's this new game coming out called Planet Coaster, and it's basically Roller Coaster Tycoon, but 2016.
Right.
It's coming out on Steam, I think in November is what it said, November 17th.
They know exactly what I want to do.
The best part of Roller Coaster Tycoon wasn't really building a roller coaster. Kind of like the best part of The Sims wasn't really, you know, playing as a Sim. For me, the best part of The Sims was being really fucking sadistic, killing like multiple families worth of Sims, building a ghost army, and then building a beautiful mansion there and having a family move in.
That game always had a point where it pissed me off and that's all I did. Like everybody got boxed in. Yep. Like, fuck you, die.
Yep.
Shit in the corner.
I would basically like create the movie Beetlejuice in The Sims all the time. Really fun. But like killing people in a 1x1 room or a 1x2 room with a firework in one square and they're just in the other square.
Have fun.
Like the firework. Okay.
It's the truest sensation of being like, a god. I'm not directly killing you. I'm putting you in a situation in which you are doomed to die.
You're certain to die, probably. Work on it.
Although I gotta say,
failure is only 99.9% possibly gonna happen. There's still that 0.1%.
True.
I'm not saying you piss on the floor for the third time, I won't take a wall down.
True.
I'm not saying I will.
I'm not saying that you're a grown-ass man and should be able to climb out of this pool without a ladder on it, but you're a grown-ass man, you can't climb out of this pool without a ladder on it.
Yeah.
You're fucking, what?
That's dumb.
You can clearly see that this roller coaster has no end and it launches you about 50 feet that way.
Into a crowd of goddamn people.
If you want to get on it, that's not false advertising.
Yeah.
You're seeing what the end
is. I showed you a video.
So, you want to blow up coasters. You want to drive them into crowds of people and just watch a roller coaster like wreck somebody. There's a YouTube video of Roller Coaster Tycoon, I think, or some roller coaster game where you see a person on it and it's playing like a fun Katy Perry song as they're going up and like riding, or like a Rihanna song.
Like a You Deserve to Die Right Now song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, like, you know, like that kind of like stupid pop song. And it's like going through whatever, whatever. And then it ends abruptly. The track ends and it just goes into the line of people waiting to get on the ride. And as soon as it goes off and starts to crash into the people, it goes into like a sad Adele song.
Is that an actual commercial?
It is an actual YouTube video.
Oh,
I will play
God.
It when we are done. Yeah.
It's not an Adele song. It's like a classical piece. Like it's a
No. It was an Adele song. Yeah, a different video.
Okay.
The video that Planet Coaster put out, though, is basically a coaster going up and, you know, about to ride down, and tons of people in this theme park and everything, and it's playing classical music, and I forget what classical music piece it is.
Yeah, I forget right now.
It's a pretty famous one. But all of a sudden you see the coaster and it's in midair and it just lands and hits the people and they start flying in the air.
To your point, they either look horrified or extremely happy.
Because it like zooms in on them as they're flying in the air and they see their faces. It's just so fucking ridiculous. It looks just like Roller Coaster Tycoon though.
Yep.
Comes out in November on Steam. Probably going to get it.
Yeah. I'll probably check that out.
Yeah.
It seems like a fun little...
If it comes out for Mac, I will totally do that. Now my last piece of news... And we're at like an hour and 20 minutes for the recording right now, too, so this is good stuff. Yeah. Is Palmer Luckey.
Plucky?
Palmer Luckey is the CEO or whatever, or the president of Oculus.
Okay.
He sold his soul to Zuckerberg for millions of dollars, billions of dollars, however much money he did.
Dollars.
Yeah. Piece of shit.
Oh.
So he recently, it came out that he might have been the financial backer for a group called Nimble America. Now, Nimble America is a social media group that is basically shit posters. They post shitty fucking memes on Reddit, Twitter, Instagram, all this shit. Pro-Donald Trump, anti-Hillary Clinton memes.
Hey,
now, it's not because of political bias or anything like that, but dude, you're the head of like an emerging technical thing.
Right.
And you're doing this in a political climate that's like really divisive. And apparently really divisive.
Apparently in a way that you're doing it in a shady way too. Like you're not being honest about it.
It was like the account was called like Nimble Rich Man or something like that. And he was bragging about how much money he had and how he didn't have to fucking care about like anything basically.
Right.
So kind of acting like a scumbag too.
Scumbag.
You, like, it just, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be getting yourself into this kind of situation. He came out and was like, it wasn't me. I haven't read too far into the like fact checking behind the it wasn't me part or even the other thing, but this is all what it broke on. I want to say Deadspin, but I might be wrong about that. I'm probably wrong.
Whatever. I have no
idea. Yeah.
Internet.
But he's kind of a dingus.
Sounds like it.
If you look at him too, he looks like a dingus too. Have you seen the Time news cover? He's like got an Oculus on, he's jumping in the air, and he looks ridiculous. He's a crazy person.
And his comeback, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fine. So that's the news that I got. I don't know if you guys got anything else that you remember.
I feel like we killed it pretty good.
What?
So Jack Tretton was recently interviewed, and he said, I think the quote was that the Vita had a lot of potential, but it was just too late in the cycle.
Well, like the handheld cycle?
Yeah, in the cycle in general. Like, no one was using handhelds anymore. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's true, because everyone had an iPhone.
Did you hear that, Nintendo? Nobody's using handhelds anymore.
But Super Mario Run!
Oh. Well, here's the thing.
It's not out yet.
Here's the thing. Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me, or no.
December.
Now. Don't say now and not give it to me now. Don't fucking give me a notify button to then suck my own dick.
That's very impressive. You usually that notify remove, button. Like, two ribs.
Why do you think my back hurts?
It's like a pre-order button for a video game, but because it's on iOS. Old. It's weird.
Yeah, I hit the notify button. I was like, "Can I undo that?" Because now I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Now I'm just waiting. Tell me, prick. I liked it better when the app just like showed up when it was ready, not when fuck you. I'll tell you whenever.
Yeah. Just let me know when I can get it. Don't let me know that it's coming.
Don't do this stupid waiting game list thing.
Yeah. So, anything else?
No.
I read an article on Kotaku that the Philadelphia 76ers, I believe it was, fresh off their last place finish and this season of the NBA, have purchased two esports teams.
Okay.
Because
okay.
money.
And are conglomerating them under the Philadelphia 76ers, like, empire or whatever.
So it's gonna be like Team Solo Mid and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
Can't fucking make any money playing basketball, so let's do some other stuff.
I don't know what they're gonna brand themselves, but they acquired Team Dignitas and another like fairly newer team.
We have TSM.
Could you imagine that conversation?
We have Navi. We have Evil Genius, and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Can you imagine that conversation with your team? Yeah, guys, we got an offer to buy the team, and we're gonna, like, there's a whole package involved. Yeah, who are the 76ers? I guess. I don't know. Like, I asked a couple times, are you sure? And they swore up and down, like, I got a contract and everything. Jeez. A lot of money.
Jeez. I'd be more interested to be in the office while the Philadelphia 76ers decided they want to purchase.
And don't worry, they don't want us to play basketball. I asked that several times.
Like, this basketball thing's not working out.
Like, I'm not doing that, I said.
Doesn't matter. The 76ers are tanking for the next 3 years, probably.
I would be totally stoked if I could turn on my TV on, like, Thursday nights and watch, an esports game, though.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Sure.
That'd
be rad.
It's only a matter of time.
Have, like, regional teams and stuff.
It's only a matter of time.
Thursdays are
a
good place on NBC. And also Legends of Tomorrow.
I'd want to do that, but I'd also want the ESPN men to not complain about turning on the TV and seeing esports.
Ah, screw them.
Yeah,
get your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
Screw them.
Head asses.
You head asses?
So
that is not on the ass scale from yeah, last week.
Nope, not on the ass
scale.
There's
nowhere near the ass scale. You're just a head ass.
The head ass. Yep. Ass head. So,
ass head.
If you guys got nothing else, then you can find us at TV Explicit ADV on Twitter, Turn-Based Explicit Adventure at gmail.com. You can just search Turn-Based Explicit Adventure on Facebook. We're there. You can find me at Connor Fortin and Connor Carnivore on Xbox and PlayStation.
We mentioned it before. I'll mention it again. Echocraft provides that beautiful music. Just released a new album. We mentioned the album, but not the name of the album. Help me.
A Ribbon of Time.
Thank you. Ribbon of Time. Sorry. It's not that I didn't know. It's that brain. But yeah.
Fantastic album.
Find them on the places where all of the music happens. Like, I could sit here and list it for you, but you're an adult and you know you have fingers. Figure it out. I love you. I want you to listen.
Unless you're a child, in which case, why is your parent?
Right. Why are you listening to this? Holy shit.
Throw it on while you're gaming. It's great gaming music.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you can find me, Chief Wiper, and I'm back on Xbox One right now. I'm playing the 7 Days to Die. I might create a Twitch account tonight and stream a little bit while I'm playing. Unfortunately, I don't have any desire or means to hook up the mic right now, so it'll be quiet, but give it a whirl.
Quiet stream!
I mean, you'll watch me surviving hordes and making a mini bike.
It's like a babbling brook, a quiet stream.
Right? Bert, and PlayStation, Yeti Beard. I'll be back over there soon. Yeah. Places. Scott!
At SchwartzS on Twitter, Spike31589 on, the PSN. Email us or message us on our Facebook page, much like Joel did, and you can be a guest.
True story.
And then I don't know. Who else should we shout out tonight?
Harvey's got a single drop.
Yeah. Harvey Uncouth, Friday.
Harvey Uncouth.
Check it out. Follow him on Harvey Uncouth. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he has.
He's on SoundCloud.
I said I'd do that today, so I'll do that for Harvey. Oh.
Do it for her.
Do it for Harv.
Just a nice gentle hand against his face tomorrow.
Do it for Harv.
Good luck. Do that, please.
And Joel, where can we find you?
Well, my battle.net is Mr. Modified. You can hit me up on there if you want to play some Overwatch. My summoner name on League of Legends is the Modified One. Just played a lot of Earth this week. It was a lot of fun, so I'm ready to get back into some normals.
Cool.
I don't really Twitter or anything like that, so.
All right.
Hit me up and we can game.
That's fine. Cool. Well, kiss your mother goodnight, because she gave birth to you.
Not with your tongue.
She loves you. Not with your tongue. Don't do that.
Fucking weirdo.
Just don't do that.
You're going to ruin the party.
Yeah. Don't ruin any parties. It's a party fun zone.
Good ass time.
Losing my mind. Good ass time, fun ass time, shitty ass time.
Shitty ass time.
Bad ass time.
Bad ass time.
Kick ass time.
Kick ass time. A ass time.
Network error. All right, that's it.
Network error.
Get over. All
right. Get over.
Error 404. Ah.
I read an article that like made a reasonable argument as to why, you know, it should be in
they're still talking about who to kick out.
They should be. They didn't kick out enough people.
They're still talking.
Give me my fucking phone.
I want to know who they kick out now, because this is like,
I know.
This is tense. This is,
they kicked out the pitcher.
Yeah.
And what? Two coaches?
Who was that coach, Rob? Was that like a pitching coach? Like a 100-year-old man they threw out?
Larry Rothschild? Who is Larry Rothschild?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with pitching coach. I don't.
It doesn't have the same effect of a Don Zimmer being thrown to the ground.
That's the problem. If it's not Don Zimmer, like, it's not any fun. I still expect Don Zimmer to come out and fucking Pedro Martinez to hit him again. I don't care who you are. Pedro Martinez hit a fucking 83-year-old man.
Head down, char.
And you know what? Excuse me.
I'm not saying that Don Zimmer wasn't coming at you. I'm just saying you hit an 83-year-old man.
Yeah.
You defied him.
You're a fucking scumbag.
I defied he gently pushed him to the crowd because he was running
with his fist.
I'm gonna agree to the ground with his fist. Excuse me, Rob, I was at that game and saw that fight. It was not a fist, it was a gentle hand push.
It was like me pushing
my dog down. It was like my dog trying to jump on me. Pedro just went like, no.
83-year-old man.
It looked like some like ninja.
He was falling already. Listen, that wasn't a run.
No, listen. I would
that was an active fall.
It was a demented Don Knotts.
I would classify it as like a 75% defensive, 25% aggressive situation.
And also, Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez. We provide respect where respect's due.
Never, not once. I will also say that I was mostly surprised by how scared.
He threw a pitch and it was kind of inside.
I imagine this is what it's like to watch NASCAR for some people. You're just waiting for the shit to get crazy.
Can I tell you how boring baseball normally is? Like this, we should be in the fourth fucking inning by now.
This is why I don't watch baseball.
All right.
No, everybody's
turn down the volumes because I don't think they threw out any Toronto motherfuckers.
No.
I'm sorry, but
he's gonna continue from here.
Wait, did he hit another one?
No.
No, he almost
hit. He threw a pitch inside, and then the guy
hit about fucking 380 feet. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
I feel like you just want to be in the fight.
Stop.